The key players in the talks over Iraq's new constitution include the ambassador from the United States. Zalmay Khalilzad has been one of the most visible outside figures involved in these talks. The question for some is whether his high profile helps or hurts. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
Khalilzad has been close to the constitutional negotiations, sometimes engaging directly with the various factions and sometimes shuttling back and forth among them with ideas and proposals. His meetings with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani have been widely shown on Iraqi television, to the point that Talabani had to defend himself against charges that he was too closely guided by the Americans. That makes some observers uneasy.
The profile has been too high. It is clear. And it's really the question of appearances much less than the question of the actual content.
Shibli Tilhami is a professor at the University of Maryland and a senior fellow at the Saban Center for Middle East Policy.
The balance that the U.S. is going to have to try to keep is between influencing the outcome in a positive way and not being the kiss of death for those who are drafting the Constitution.
Khalilzad told reporters in Baghdad that the U.S. has a lot at stake in the process and that he wasn't going to be shy about taking part.
We want Iraq to succeed. A lot of American treasure and blood has been spent here. There's no secret about that. You shouldn't be surprised by that, that we want Iraq to succeed.
Khalilzad said he's always available to help, but he insisted that the final decision is that of the Iraqis. Observers praise Khalilzad's experience and his personal skills. He grew up in Afghanistan, has studied in the Arab world, and is a Muslim. Some say, though, that Khalilzad has been exerting too much public pressure on Iraqi officials with his pronouncements on culturally difficult issues, such as rights for women. Over the weekend, he issued a statement saying that minority groups could be assured that the U.S. would allow no compromise on issues such as equal rights for women and for ethnic and religious minorities. David Mack is vice president of the Middle East Institute and a former ambassador to the United Arab Emirates. He says that on the issue of women's rights, Khalilzad is saying what we would expect a representative of the U.S. to say, but not necessarily what will play well in the Arab world.
He is in a situation where he has to be effective, not only make a statement about American values, but to coax, urge people to move in the direction of those values. And in many times, that is not done the best by publicly putting people on the spot.
Mack says the former U.S.-led occupation authority triggered a backlash because it was perceived by Iraqis as being heavy-handed, although he calls that a bit unfair, saying that Iraqis failed to deal with some of the nation's immediate problems after the U.S.-led invasion.
On the other hand, it has to be our objective to get Iraqis to step up and take charge of their own destiny, not to make it look as if we are coercing them through some kind of public process moving in that direction.
Khalilzad told reporters in Baghdad that agreement has already been achieved on many of the most contentious issues facing the framers of Iraq's constitution, including the rights of women, the structure of the government, and the role of Islam. He said he'll be there to help with other issues, such as the powers accorded to the various regions, in the days that remain before the new deadline. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.